ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
It's been well publicised that Britney Spears is under a conservatorship at the moment. Her dad at the helm of that conservatorship, which she has been fighting for years. It's become really big public knowledge because of things like the Free Britney Spears movement, the documentary Framing Britney Spears that came out not that long ago. So there's been a lot of people talking about it and talking about what Britney is saying and doing and thinking. But today, Britney actually fronts court herself to have her own say, which is huge. It's the first time we'll hear her talk about it. But it is happening about mid-afternoon in LA, so it's about now that she's going to be fronting court. We're going to be keeping across it as the day goes on. However, we do have Billy B on with us right now from the US. Billy B was Britney Spears' former makeup artist, a very close friend of hers, and he joins us right now. How are you, Billy?
I'm great. It's nice to speak to you guys again.
It's wonderful to speak to you again.
It's great to have you back on the show, Billy. You're one of the few people throughout this conservatorship have still been in regular contact with Britney Spears, because the level of control is astounding. Her dad has had control over her daily life, healthcare, who she can and can't talk to, whether or not she can have a mobile phone. And you've had ways that you can communicate with Britney. How has she been, I guess, in the last, 6 to 8 weeks in the lead up to her addressing the court today?
She's been, first of all, she is always incredibly inspiring about how well adjusted she is and the way that she, handles things and, the way that she looks at things. She's not bitter about stuff. She's very understanding and objective about the whole thing. It's a big day for her. Like you said, it is it's only the second time ever that she has been able to address the court. And when her attorney requested that, they expedited the date. And she actually found out online, like everybody else did, that it was not going to be in person. And she was a little bit, she was disappointed. I think that she, was absolutely ready to walk in there and, say what she has to say, but immediately understood that that was not going to happen and was proactive in plan B and, was very thoughtful in, taking the precautions, making sure the platform in which she was speaking was going to be secure, that it was going to be secure internet. She's not doing it from home. Just very proactive about, making sure that it happens today and goes really smoothly.
What do you think Britney's going to say today, Billy? Has she mentioned anything to you, or do you have any kind of idea?
Well, the situation, did you guys know about the New York Times story that broke yesterday?
Ooh, probably not.
Okay. Well, it was there were a lot of bombs that were dropped. I mean, a lot of information from, newly acquired documents by the New York Times that exposed the fact that she has asked, many times at the court to, reconsider the conservatorship and certainly to reconsider her dad being in charge. She has expressed the fact that she was afraid of him, that she would not work, anymore as long as he was in charge. Anyway, the New York Times, that story broke yesterday. She read the story. She thought it was incredibly well written. She was very happy about it. So, that confirmed for me that, certainly the story was absolutely accurate in their investigation.
So when's the last time you actually spoke to her, Billy? Did you speak to her as recently as yesterday?
Night.
Oh, last night. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last night. Well, when I got the message from you guys, it was kind of late for me when I got the message, but when I found it, I had already spoken to her last night and I didn't think that I was going to speak to her again. And then later last night, she called about something else and I was able to tell her that you had kindly invited me back.
Wow.
And she was like, oh yeah, absolutely do it. I mean, she really, you know, appreciated the fact that you gave me the opportunity the last time. Yeah, so it's 100% with her blessing, and she knows, you know, that I'm talking to you guys and is happy about it. So, but anyway, to answer your question about what she might say today, the issue at hand is her father and the fact that she wants him removed. The benefit of that, you know, to help people understand is, in doing so, like, she cannot hire her own security. She can't drive her car. There are a lot of things in her life that are, you know, unnecessarily extreme. And so, you know, she wants her father out. She believes that that is going to greatly change her quality of life. I mean, she has a nice life, you know, but, you know, it's certainly not normal. I mean, she has a beautiful home. She lives on a beautiful property. But the truth is, you know, she's monitored 24/7. She can't have friends over. She can't drive her car. She can't marry Sam without permission. You know, all of that kind of stuff. What was what in one of her statements that was in court documents that the New York Times exposed yesterday was that she wanted to paint her kitchen cabinet. And her father said no because it was going to cost too much.
You're so right in what you say there, Billy. Like, it might be a good life, but it's not a normal life. Like a 39-year-old woman having her life controlled by her father. It's certainly not normal.
No, absolutely not normal. And, you know, even our friendship, you know, once she reached back out to me and we started, you know, communicating again, that has been a challenge. And it was much more challenging initially.
Because I mean, last time we spoke to you, Billy, you had to talk to her through, like, smoke signals pretty much because that wasn't the case.
Well, when we first got back in touch, it was 100% on the down low.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Interesting.
And now it's a bit more allowed.
And, you know, we've tried a lot of things. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, there have been – she's very clever. We definitely have lost touch a couple of times through this, not by her choice. And – you know, I trust in her savvy and whatever, and like clockwork, she was always able to find another way. You know, it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge, but it's also been a blessing. I've learned so much from her. It is definitely, the friendship, you know, definitely goes both ways. I learn from her every day, and she is incredibly inspiring. And I just, you know, I wish that everybody really knew, in spite of, you know, the way things might look and the way things are spun, how well she is and how capable she is and how ready she is. It's very exciting.
Billy, just to cut in there, Brittany has said in the past she doesn't want to perform again until she's out of the conservatorship. We haven't seen her on stage since 2018. If it all does go her way today and the result, you know, in the coming days or whenever comes out in her favor, are we likely to see her on stage again, or what are the plans going forward?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How quickly?
I mean, there was a post. Pardon?
How quickly will we see her back on stage?
How quickly? I mean, our conversations have been more and more, you know, creative and, you know, talking about stuff and whatever. I mean, you know, she is happiest on stage. She loves it. I mean, she's also, you know, at a different, you know, her kids are almost grown. It's a whole different kind of thing right now. But what I can tell you is she loves to perform. I believe that she will absolutely perform again. I mean, we've talked about, you know, she would love to do more television. She loves to act. I mean, she's not finished for sure.
Oh, right. That's all we needed to hear.
Yeah.
Billy B,
the access you have to Britney Spears and, your friendship is deep. You spoke to her last night. You spoke to her about doing this interview. We thank you so much for that. You've always been such an open book and a friend to this show. So Billy B, Britney's former makeup artist and very close friend, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you guys for being so nice and for the opportunity.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast, Australia. Meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.